to celebrate Jesus. So we thank God for each and every one of you who are on the line this morning calling in from coast to coast and from north to south. We thank God for each and every one of you. And again, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs, and I'm Dr. Vanessa in Dallas, Texas, we truly consider it an honor to serve as the facilitators of this call. We're going to go on and begin our call. It is 6 o'clock, and we are so excited about our speaker this morning being with us, who every week brings us a powerful word. So at this time, I would like to ask Ms. Amber if you would come to the line, our prayer general, and give us our opening prayer. Amber, floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Okay, praise God. As we go through the throne room of God, it's just a blessing. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful and so gracious and so honored by you to just allow us to see another day, Father God, another day that you have set in time. And even from the end to the beginning, Father God, even before the foundations of the world, Father God, this day was established. And so we're thankful and grateful for everything you have done for us. And we cannot thank you enough, Father God. And so we bless you and we honor you, God. And God, we thank you for the master's call. And God, we command the morning to capture the day. And time is being redeemed for us. And God, we thank you that the spiritual airways and highways are being hijacked for Jesus, that the man of God can have free passageway. And God, we command that the apostolic and prophetic anointing will flow freely as never before. And the portals of heaven are already open because the angels are descending and ascending on our behalf. And God, we know that the word of God is like a sword. It's piercing and dividing to the soul and sunder, God. And God is burden removing, yoke destroying, and it's power, Father God. And we thank you for deliverance and salvation and healing and people being set free by your word, God. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you have done on this master's call. And Father God, we thank you for the manifest presence of the power of the Holy Spirit that's even in our presence today. And God, we thank you that you're having free reign, God, as the morning, Father God, is being open and subdued for our blessings. And God, we thank you for your blessings, Lord Jesus. God, we honor you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. God, let the apostolic and the prophetic flow from the man of God, and we thank you for the word of God, Father God, that's been, Father God, in tune for what he has to speak, Father God, not only for today, but every day of our lives, Father God. So we will not just be hearers of the word, but doers as well. God, we bless you. We honor you for all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for moving as never before. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Pastor
amen,
Vanessa, back to you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Amber, as always, is our prayer general for clearing the heavens and commanding the morning so that the word of God can go forth unhindered and the people of God can receive the rhema that the table is being set. I'm just excited because I know every Tuesday is an awesome day in God. But before we bring forth the man of God, we want to have our announcements. We always want to encourage everyone to go to our website and just take your time and listen. We have all the messages, the links to the messages are posted there. Our email address is posted there. Our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters, T-H-E, Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will see a list of all the different messages. I mean, choice meat of the word, filet mignon word. Just take your time and click on any of the links, and I assure you, you will be blessed by each and every message. Our email, we're always encouraging you to send your prayer requests so that we can pray for them, cover them, speak the word of God over your prayer request. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So please avail yourself to our website and just give us a comment. Let us know how the call is being a blessing to you, because that is our heart's desire as we gather the eagles together each and every morning. We also want to encourage everyone to go to your website. There are so many different promotions going on. The ATC training has begun, and we're just so excited that our home office is going out and about doing training. Today in Houston, Texas, our Martha Marie Preston from the north side of town will be part of the ATC training at the Houston warehouse from 11 to 1 and again at 4 to 6. Doing training because they're doing a bra certification, and I know it's many of us out there who wanted to learn correctly, and she is called the Master Fitter. And for those of you in the Houston area, we're encouraging you to call the warehouse for more details. It's $4.95 for each class, $4.95. So make sure that you avail yourself to that and find out the other locations where they will be having training and all the other things that are going on with Artists International, which is the reason, that the cause that the Lord used to bring us all together. And I, on a personal note, just want to invite everybody out. I will be in South Plainfield, New Jersey, this Friday night, ministering in a prophetic conference, the Global Life International Conference. And on the line is our host, Carla Palin, like Sarah Palin, who's bringing me up there. So I would love to see my artist family, anyone in the South Plainfield, New Jersey area. And if you have any questions, please call 908-755-2000. 908-755-2000, since you know I don't know anything about South Plainfield, New Jersey area. I'll be at the Holiday Inn of South Plainfield that Friday night and the Saturday morning. I would love to see all of you there. All righty. Well, we're going to go on and get the man of God up to speak and minister. And we love every time he comes to hear from his other half. She sent me some pictures yesterday. I just got to talk about it, where she was swinging for Jesus with a hula hoop, looking so cute. I tell you, it's fun when you, it's great when you can have fun in Jesus and love what you do. And I'm going to ask Dr. J, our lovely Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, to come and introduce her husband to be our speaker for today. Dr. J, the line, the floor is yours.
Good morning to you, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Speak up just a little bit, Evangelist.
All right, because we got the baritone on the line this morning, so I can go on and speak up.
All righty.
I honor the Lord for you this morning, and those of you that are on this Master's Morning Call, we bless the Lord for you getting up early in the morning to greet the Lord, number one. And so it is just an absolute privilege and pleasure for me to introduce this morning's minister of the gospel. First of all, he hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi. And right now, though, he resides in Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town. He is a senior pastor for over 25 years for Berean Family Worship Center, an apostle, an author, a psalmist. He is the father of our children. He is my husband, as well as a man of truth and one of godly character. He's my prophet, my priest, my provider. This morning I want to bring you kingdom greetings and introduce to some and just bring back to the house this morning none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III. Pastor, are you on the line this morning?
I sure am. Good morning, ma'am.
All right. God bless you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to each of you, to, again, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. I am, again, always blessed and honored to be here on the line this morning with you, and praying this morning that we have a word from the Lord, amen, that will minister grace to each of our hearts, even as we share this morning. Going right into that word this morning, I'm prompted by the Lord to talk about healing the tongue, and I think one of the things God has prompted me so, and he continuously deal with me about, is healing our tongue. Most of us who have been saved for any season or time knows the power of this tongue. But as Paul told Timothy, you'll be a good minister if you remind them. So I want to talk about that this morning. In Proverbs 15:4, I take it for our opening text, and it says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Let me give you just a very small sampling of Proverbs admonishing the dangers of wrong and right use of the tongue. Proverbs 6:2 said, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Proverbs 10:19 says, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Proverbs 17:27 said, he that has knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And finally, Proverbs 21:23 says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Now, you well know the book of Proverbs is just full of these words concerning the tongue, and it lets us know how important it is. Let me give you some fruit for thoughts concerning the tongue, and then I just want to launch right into these things. But listen to these things and see if they don't speak to you as they have to me. Not to speak ill requires only silence. It takes a child 2 years to learn to talk. It takes a man all his life to learn when not to talk. If you wouldn't write it and sign it, don't say it. Wise men think without talking. Fools talk without thinking. Man's ears aren't made to shut, but his mouth is. Most people will agree with you if you just keep quiet. No mechanical device builds up momentum quite as fast as the human tongue. By examining the tongue of a patient, physicians find out the diseases of the body, and philosophers the diseases of the mind. By remaining silent, you will win many arguments. One's heart cannot be pure whose tongue is not clean. A loose tongue can get into many tight places. Think twice before you speak. And it will do no harm if you keep thinking while you speak. Finally, a sharp tongue will cut your throat. When God created the heaven and the earth, he spoke to something that was without form, void, and darkness covered it. Every trial is an opportunity for you to co-labor with the Creator to establish light in darkness and chaos. The Father wants you to speak light into every dark situation by agreeing with and speaking his words. Everything in the universe begins and revolves around two elements, thoughts and words. These two elements form the creative substance that molds and shapes the natural realm. These two elements are responsible for our life choices. By working through our motivation and aspirations, and they direct our actions. Whatever is pondered in the heart, either secretly or declared openly, mold and shape our natural surroundings. Whatever is meditated on in the secret place of your heart, sooner or later, will reveal itself in your words, actions, or both. Just as natural seeds, which are hidden under the ground for a period of time, then break forth to reveal their substance, likewise so do spiritual seeds. Remember, your world within your heart not only fills your world without, but it is also the blueprint of your life. Proverbs 4:23 admonishes us, and it said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It talks about keeping our heart because it manufactures, it blueprints the life that we will live. Out of it issues forth the life that you have meditated and thought on and spoken into being. Nothing leaves heaven until the request for it leaves earth. Ask and it shall be given, Matthew 7:7 tells us. You have not because you ask not, James 4:2 tells us. How much more shall your Father which in heaven give good things to them who ask him, Matthew 7:11. So nothing leaves heaven until a request for it leaves earth. Your words are so important that they have the ability to open or to close spiritual portals. What do you say? Do your tongue needs healing today? The spirit realm takes every faith-filled word uttered by mankind as a command and a mandate. It does not discriminate between a joke, a desire, or a decree. Mark 11:23 says to us, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and thou cast thou into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So your words are so powerful, and when they are faith-filled, whether they are words to build or to tear down, when they are uttered, the spiritual realm takes them as a command and a mandate. You can't afford to be careless with words. Matthew 12:36-37 says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. God instructed Joshua to meditate the word day and night. And you and I know that when God told me that, he said, and you'll make your own way prosperous, Joshua. You will have good success. God told him to do this because this enabled the word to fill his mind, his heart, and his mouth. Only then could Joshua be strong and of good courage. Faith and fear are controlled by thoughts and words. When we follow the instruction that God gave to Joshua, we will find new possibilities being opened to us. There is a law of incubation that governs manifestation. Once conception takes place within a mother's womb, there is an incubation period before the manifestation of that seed. In the same manner, a seed in the ground may take 2 weeks before there is any change, and months or years before any fruit can be harvested. We have different seed depending on what the seed is. Well, we find that the incubation period can be longer. It can be from a week to 2 weeks, or it may be years if you have a fruit tree. And on that fruit tree, there's certain fruits for the first few years, you cannot even eat the fruit. It's not worth it. But there will come a certain period that when you have to wait long for that fruit, once it hit the tree and the fruit is good, it'll feed you the rest of your life. When words are released in the atmosphere, they may remain dormant there, incubating until the fullness of time. Sometimes words have been released. Sometimes things we've said, prophesied, something we have spoken, and some things that we have commanded, decreed, and we don't seem to find anything. Maybe the incubation period is a little bit longer than you know. Watch your words. Don't kill your seed. When your faith filled words are released, the atmosphere must adjust to accommodate your words. Your words from your mouth become the magnet that draws either heaven or hell resources into your situation. Prayer has its first effect in the spiritual realm by binding or loosing. Matthew 18:18 said, for verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. There are some things that we have bound. And there's some things we don't need to go and understand. Our warfare is not with people. We can bind that thing in heaven. And there's some things, because of our words, we have loosed. And we're blaming God and blaming people. But you have the power and authority to bind and to loose. And we must take it very serious. Because those words have their effect first in the spiritual realm. And there's some things we have loosed. And we need, with God's grace, to bind them up again. When prayer work is finished in the spiritual realm, the answer is revealed in the natural or the material realm. God needs our words. Therefore, he tells us to ask. Many of God's blessings are voice activated. Job 22 and 27 through 28 said, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. There's one thing for sure. Make sure that you are saying the right words. Mark 11:23 says, if you will say, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, it be thou removed. What are you saying? Even in your joking, even in having fun, words are still powerful. What are you saying? If you will say, if you will decree, make sure that you're saying words that are in line with God's word. Remember, death and life is in the power of tongue. What are you giving life to? What should you be killing that you're keeping alive? You will have to live with the consequences of your words, be they good or be they bad. Finally, our future comes one day at a time. Every moment of every day, we should use every thought, every word, and every situation to move us toward our God-given destiny. You're giving life and death. I am concerned many times with the body of Christ about the words they release, whether it's through our feelings, our emotions, or whatever, we feel justified at that moment. But just remember that the spirit realm doesn't discern between your emotion, because it understands the power of a man's or a woman's tongue. And it accommodates itself. It adjusts itself to it. Many of our tongues need healing. Does yours? Dr. Vanessa, back to you, ma'am.
Oh, my God. What an awesome, awesome teaching. I have just been writing and writing the healing of our tongue. What a powerful word. Dr. Henderson, you gave us so many scriptures. I was taught years ago, you can wrestle with the word, but make sure the word of God wins. And the man of God gave us so many scriptures to back up and to remind us that there is such great power in our words. And I am just going to encourage everyone, we'll be posting this link on the website within the hour, to go and just listen to this message again and again and again and again, and then listen to it again and pass it on to our family, friends, and loved ones. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. We always want to esteem the God in you and let you know that we do not take it lightly, that you take time from your busy schedule to be a part of our Master's Call family and to bring always a rich word each and every Tuesday morning. So thanks again for that rich word. Now, at this time, we're going to have in our last 5 minutes a time of prayer and intercession, because the Word of God tells us that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And some of the prayer requests that we received on the call today was Alacia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Alacia, she's 7 years old and has some challenges with her thyroid. And so, Candy, when you come to pray, we want to lift up Alacia to speak and pray for the healing in her body from her thyroid challenges. We also have a prayer request to pray for Howard, who is having a challenge with gout. And we believe that greater is our Jehovah Rapha, virtue of God. So Howard with gout. And Martha Marie Preston has asked us to continue to pray for her father, Clarence Preston, as well as the recovery of her brother, Jesse. So we want to also be praying for Clarence and Jesse Preston. And I'm going to just ask us to continue to lift up Dr. PK's daughter, Davola, and her granddaughter, Jelani, who are challenged with sickness in their body. And then we're just believing God for their total healing. So we have Alacia, 7 years old, with thyroids, Howard with gout, Clarence and Jesse Preston, and Miss Davola and little Miss Jelani. So at this time, Candy, if you would come and lead us in a time of intercession and prayer, and then close out the call. Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes. Speak up just a little louder, and the floor is yours.
Okay. Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring this call to a close this morning. But we just want to take this opportunity again, Lord God, to thank you for the time we've had together to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Rhema word that was brought forth from Pastor Henderson. And Father God, as always, we just thank you that it just blessed our souls. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God. We ask that you continue to bless him and his family. Father God, we thank you for that word that will manifest in our lives, producing signs and wonders and miracles. We thank you that you are God and there is none like you. You are Alpha, the beginning, and Omega, the end. You're the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Lord God, you are El Shaddai. You're our strong tower. You're Jehovah, you're self-existing. You're Adonai, our lordship and master. You're El Olam, Father God. We thank you for being El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Yahweh, Father God. You're the Lord of hosts, and we just want to thank you, Lord God. Take a moment this morning to bow in your presence and worship you. We give you the highest praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, O King. Let the nations of the earth declare your glory and your honor. Arise, O King, in each one of us. Let the glory of your presence manifest through the healing of our bodies. Let the glory of your presence manifest through financial breakthrough and giving. Lord, let the glory of your presence manifest through artists and other businesses that we might have. Lord, let the glory of your presence manifest through our relationships. Let the glory of your presence manifest through our souls, the souls that we save and that we touch. Father God, we don't have to pray for healing because we know that you did it for us over 2,000 years ago. But Lord, we just want to lift up Davola's granddaughter this morning, God, just a special touch to her, oh God. Father, we lift up the Preston family, Lord God. Father, we know that they are healed. We know that your blood has covered them, Lord God. We lift up Alicia and her thyroid issue and Howard with gout. Lord God, the price has been paid for their healing, and so we just want to walk in it, Lord God. We don't have to pray for deliverance. We don't have to pray for salvation. We don't have to pray for breakthrough because it was a part of our inheritance. It was a part of Jesus' ministry here on earth. The death, the burial, and the resurrection is ours. That, along with the promise of Abraham. Father God, we thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh, our provision. We thank you that you're Jehovah Imkadesh, our sanctifier. We thank you that you're Jehovah Shammah. Your continued presence is with us. We thank you, Jehovah Nisi, for being our standard and our banner. We thank you, Jehovah Sidkenu, for being our righteousness. We thank you, Jehovah Rohi, you're our shepherd. Jehovah Shalom, for the peace the peace that transcends all understanding, which garrisons and mounts guard over our hearts and minds. Father God, we thank you for the understanding and the ability to walk in your promises that we are blessed, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping our minds and our hearts stayed on you throughout this day and throughout eternity, oh God. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. And until we meet again tomorrow morning, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for covering us in prayer. And before the call is over, we just want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Miss Tiffany Lauderdale. We hear her faithfully each and every morning, getting up real early from our West Coast. Today is her birthday. I'm going to encourage everybody to go to her Facebook page at Tiffany Lauderdale, like Fort Lauderdale, and just let her know how much we love her and appreciate you. We speak the blessings of God into your life, that this is a day full of love and family and food and great gifts, Tiffany. We love and appreciate you so much. Dr. PK, did you want to say anything before we close today?
Amen, amen. Have a super fantastic day.
All righty. You all go out and be blessed. And again, from the Master's call, go out and be submitted to the call of the Master on your life. Be that minister in the